Welcome to the Creative Mind Smart Money Podcast, where we turn financial confusion into creative confidence. I'm Samantha Eck, bookkeeper and fractional CFO for Creative Entrepreneurs. Each week, I'm sharing my financial expertise and actionable strategies to help you build a thriving creative business. Plus, you'll hear from industry experts who bring fresh perspectives on growing your business beyond the numbers. Because building a successful creative business starts with strong financial foundations. Your next chapter starts now. Hello, hello, hello. And profitability is definitely one of the themes for July. And today we want to talk about why your most popular offer might be your least profitable one. And a lot of people don't tend to look at profitability on this finite of a level. So this is definitely something we want to be talking about. And we want to be analyzing how well our offers are paying you. So if you don't actually know how much money you personally or your business personally is making off of every offer, that is the kind of core root of the problem that I want to drive into today. That is the profitability issue. Because if you are only looking at, you know, the grander picture and saying, oh no, I spent $6,000 last month, $3,000 of it was on food, or $3,000 of it was on software, whatever that is, that's only half of your issue, right? Because you need to actually be looking at everything, like knowing what your offers are paying you and looking at your offers and saying, oh, that's the problem. It's not my spending that's the problem. It's the fact that I'm not actually making money on any of these offers. Obviously, total business profit is just going to hide the answer to whether things are working, just exactly the way I said. Like, if you are looking at only just your total business profit, you're only looking at like a small fraction of the equation. Obviously, you can analyze and say, okay, I didn't make money last month. But if you're not asking yourself why and analyzing why, then you're not getting that full-blown picture that you really need to be looking at. The conversation that almost always happens when we look at profit by offer for the first time is a lot of people tend to not notice how much actually goes into an offer. So when we talk about how much time goes into an offer, and even service providers, I always tell them, you know, like, you should be tracking your time. Your time is valuable. And it's not to say, oh my gosh, like, even if you have contractors and you have contractors doing work, it's not to look at your contractors and say, hey, like, you're spending too much time on this. It's so that you know exactly how much time is going into these projects so that you can give better pricing, so that you can make sure that you're profitable, so you can make sure the people who are spending the time on these projects are actually getting paid properly. And of course, this always surprises business owners, because sometimes that we'll pull all this information and we'll pull all the time and the materials, like software, whatever it is that's going into your offers. And they're looking at this bottom line number and they're being like, oh, I didn't realize, you know, the number that I was making is that small. Especially when you analyze, okay, how much do you actually want to be making on this offer? Is it 20%? Is it 30%? And we might find out that they're maybe making 5% on this offer because they didn't account for all the time that their contractor was taking, or they didn't account for this software that they thought maybe was not something that they should be considering for profitability. Of course, the business can be profitable overall, and the business owner can be sure that they know which offer is carrying the business. They can be like, oh yeah, this is my best offer. I sell this offer tons every day. This is the offer that gets people flying off the shelf. But when we actually dig in and we look at things on the offer level, the answer is almost never what they expect. Like, it's never the offer that they thought was the most profitable. It might be the one over here where they're like, oh, I don't put a lot of marketing dollars into that, or whatever it is. And that's specifically it, right? Because they're not looking with that one, they're not putting as much effort into it. So there's obviously that offer is more profitable. The most popular offer is often the most expensive to deliver and the one with the least margin. So when you're looking at everything and you're saying, okay, like, how do I make sure that my business is profitable? If you're not accounting for everything else that's in there, of course that most popular offer is going to have the lowest margin. And obviously the one that you quietly promote, or the one that you have in the background, is most often, or sometimes, the one that's quietly carrying the whole business. Because again, you're not shoving all your advertising dollars at it. You're not shoving all your software costs at it. That's kind of like your sub offer. And that could be the one that's obviously the most profitable. And that's where we can kind of pivot and look at those things. Now, when you scale your business just on instinct, you're like, okay, I'm profitable. I'm going to scale. This offer looks amazing. I'm going to scale that one instead of actually looking at the raw numbers and looking at your margin. It can really hurt you a lot because you can be marketing the wrong offer harder because it sells, but you're going to burn out on delivering it because it pays you less, right? So again, that's where we want to kind of analyze and look at that. You design a version of your business around the loss leader because it looks popular. So if you're not analyzing, you don't know what your margin is, and maybe you're losing money on this, you're building your plan, your business plan around this offer that might not be profitable for you. And it's not going to hit in the way that you want it to. And of course, that cost is going to show up in your work. It's not going to show up necessarily in your numbers, but it's going to show up in the work because you're going to be doing more work and you're going to be feeling more drained, but you're not going to be understanding why, because you're going to be like, oh, I'm so profitable, or I'm making so much money, my revenue is so great, but you're not actually looking at your numbers and looking at your business on a finite level, looking at it with a little like fine-tooth comb and being like, oh, what is this? Because obviously, the offer that could have been the foundation of the business is the one that's like hidden, the one that you were like, oh no, it's not that great, because no one with eyes on your data was there to point at it. And that's not to say that you can't do this yourself. You could absolutely run a profitability by offer report yourself and analyze that. But obviously having someone there on a monthly basis to be like, hey, you know, this is the margin that we had on your projects this month is so helpful, because then you can look at that and say, yeah, I see maybe the software costs are a little bit too much, or, oh, we added this new software, but we didn't, you know, account for that in our pricing. We need to adjust that. Because of course your year in revenue is going to look fine with anything you do with any of these numbers, but the sustainability is the trouble, because if you're not looking at that, you're going to burn yourself out because you could be spending hours and hours and hours on these projects, but not accounting for that in your business. Now, profitability by offer is a lot more than just a column that we can add into a spreadsheet. There's a lot of work that happens behind the scene. So obviously, the categorization layer has to be built so revenue and direct costs can actually be sorted by offer. So when I work with a lot of my clients, you know, we'll be looking at that. And there's two ways we can do it. We can do a generic revenue, and that's usually what I do with my clients. But when they're ready for the profitability layer, that's when we start to parse things out by, you know, different packages, different offers. So as an example, if one of my social media clients has three main packages, that's our focus, right? Is we have those three different packages. And then under direct costs or cost of goods, we put everything that goes into that package: software, contractor costs, employee costs, whatever costs go into delivering that package. That way we can kind of track all that. And then we really narrow down on the margin. And it's not just something that we can do on the P&L, because oftentimes there's a lot more data that goes into it. There's time allocation that has to be decided, because you sell hours even when you don't build them that way. Again, this is where I'm trying to make it clear that time tracking is so essential, because when you're tracking your time and you know how much time your contractors are going and spending on these things, and again, it's not a way to shame them or say, oh my gosh, like, you know, Marianne spent 7 hours on this last month. That's insane. It's more of a way for you to analyze and say, oh, wow, Marianne spent 7 hours on this last month and I only charged for 4. So if we don't bill for those hours, like, you're not billing for those hours, but if it's not built into your package and you don't know, okay, this always takes 7 hours, or you're taking average, you're never going to have that profitability layer in there, right? Overhead definitely has to be shared fairly across offers, which is a judgment call, obviously, that your software isn't going to make for you. So when you're looking at everything, yes, we want to have the direct cost, but then we want to look at our overhead and say, so if we were to divide our overhead by these three offers, which offer is profitable? And again, that's something you really want to look at. And of course, those numbers have to be refreshed monthly, because the picture shifts with your offer mix, but it also shifts with your expenses. So maybe you had a lot of different expenses last month than the previous month. You know, maybe your overhead changed, your rent went up, whatever it is, we want to be looking at that on a monthly basis. After, you know, analyzing your profitability and looking at the real margins, there's a lot of things that start to shift. And there's a lot of options become available to you. So obviously, the first one is killing the offer that's non-profitable, either retiring it, sunsetting existing clients gracefully, which can free up your capacity and allow you to have a lot more profitability. But it can also give you just the opportunity to be like, okay, we're killing this specific offer, but we're building a similar offer that's got very similar things. We're just making sure that the amount that we are putting into it is more fine-tuned. You can reprice the same offer, just figuring out a new number and planning the rollout, deciding which clients you want to move and when, and explaining to your clients why this offer is present. And a lot of the times, a lot of clients won't have pushback. You will lose some clients, especially when you do a profitability review, because they potentially came in on a much lower price point and now they're like, oh, I don't know about that. You can restructure the offer. So change what's included versus what the scope is and who delivers it. Because that way your clients, when they're looking at all this data and they're looking at everything, they're like, oh, okay, you know, that kind of makes sense. Now I understand what's included in this offer, you know, and I understand that that takes you a little bit more work. I still want this extra bit. I'm still going to pay that extra for it. Or there's the option to keep it, but have a capacity cap. So accept that it's, you know, maybe a loss leader and limit how much of it you take on. So again, that brings you so many different options because now you're looking at all these things and you're like, okay, these are my different options that I have with this. Now I need to strategically make this decision. And this is where, you know, these past few episodes I've been talking to you about how as a CFO, you know, or a bookkeeper, we're taking away the grunt work of it, but we're not taking away the strategic decision-making. That is where we're partners on it. We're making those strategic decisions together. We're looking at everything together and trying to make those decisions. So obviously, you know, making these decisions on a monthly basis is a good thing, but also mid-year is a good moment to act on this as well, especially if this is something that you've never done. So timing does really matter so much for profitability and everything like that. And finding this out, obviously, in December instead of maybe halfway through the year or even at the beginning of the year, it's going to hurt. It's only going to hurt you, right? Because if you find this out in December and you find out that you've been not profitable all year, that's a change that you could have been making halfway through a year to have a profitable year. So, you know, looking at your numbers in the first half of the year, the numbers are real and they're big enough to draw conclusions from. And even though we look at this monthly, having that bigger perspective and picture and looking at it on like a quarterly basis or a half a year basis, that really gives you a bigger perspective. When you have that and you're looking at it halfway through the year, especially at this time right now with July, you have 5 to 6 months of bookings ahead of you that you can take and change the shape of and make your offers more profitable. Obviously, pricing and offer changes made in Q3 can hit your cash flow in Q4 and make sure that you're having that profitable year that you want to see before the end of the year. And obviously, again, waiting until year end means the year is already over. So by that time, the data is in, you're not able to make those strong decisions and you're not able to really figure out where it is you want to go. So profitability is something that is included as an add-on in my packages, so something you can do. It's also included in our package Wildfire, which is coming up. Wildfire is an all-inclusive CFO package. It includes, you know, all the CFO offers you could dream of. So even if you're like, I don't know if I really need profitability, you're going to get it. And you're going to be able to see if your offers are profitable and if things are good for you. So if that's something you want to talk about, please feel free to DM me. Wildfire isn't actually launched yet, but it's something that we're talking about and something that is coming on the way. And I would love to chat with you and see if you are a good fit for it. As always, you guys, if you like this episode, please like it, share it, subscribe. Make sure that we bring more people to the podcast because you know I love talking about this stuff and you know I love sharing it with you. If you guys ever want to have a conversation, feel free to message me on Instagram. Otherwise, I wish you the best week ever and we'll see you next week. Farewell, fellow travelers.